Okay, we'll go ahead and resume. Up next will be California coach Sonny Dykes, and the Golden Bears are hosting Northwestern on Saturday. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask a question, press star 1. We have a question from Christian Capel, the Spokesman Review.
Sonny, Mike Leach kind of has a unique way of evaluating quarterbacks, and I was wondering, after coaching with him, if you evaluate quarterbacks in the same way that he does, and kind of how Jared Goff fits into that for you.
Yeah, I think so. I think Mike shares a lot of the same ideas, and quite frankly, learned those from Mike and Hal and those guys, just about what you're looking for and where it all starts. And I think in a lot of ways, it starts with leadership and ability to run the team and inspire confidence in everybody else. And then I think kind of goes from, you know, somebody who can, you know, have some good mid-range accuracy, who can find a way to complete passes and is good in the pocket and all the things that are kind of the hidden little gems that good quarterbacks do that maybe people don't know about. You know, I don't think either one of us put a huge value on arm strength. And so I do think that we probably look for a lot of the same characteristics, but, you know, but again, it all begins with, you know, how does this guy handle the team? Do they believe in him? And the good thing about Jared is I think he has inspired confidence in our players and our football team. And, you know, he does do a lot of the little things well. And in a lot of ways, they're just intangibles that guys either know how to do or don't know how to do. And he's really surprised us all by being further along in that development maybe than most true freshmen are.
Thank you.
Yep, no problem.
The next question comes from Ted Miller, ESPN.com.
Sonny, how much extra benefit does it give you that your defensive coordinator played against Northwestern or coached against Northwestern?
Well, he certainly saw him on film a lot last year, being in the league, you know, I think it helps. You know, I think that you know, he's familiar with their style of play to an extent. But, you know, the thing that they do is they're so diverse in what they do offensively, you know, with the two quarterbacks and what Coulter brings to the table, just his ability to make plays. And what they do is, you know, they just execute incredibly well. And so that just puts pressure on your defense when an offense executes it at the level that they do. You know, and they do the little things right to help you win football games. I mean, they're good on third down. You know, they were plus 13 last year in turnover margin. They were close to 90% red zone offense. So all the little things that contribute to winning football games, they do incredibly well. So Andy's familiar with them, but at the same time, you know, they'll have some tricks up their sleeve.
Yeah, you know, and a lot of times when a new coach comes in and changes schemes around, there's a period of growing pains. How much do you anticipate? I you know, probably would help to have a sort of preseason game for you guys to work some kinks out, but you don't really have that. How much of that do you anticipate seeing on Saturday?
You know, I think there'll be some, just as you said, just because there will be some growing pains and some kinks that we have to work out. You'd hope to line up and play perfect and play and you know, play mistake free and all that, but I don't know how realistic that is, and a part of it is not only a new scheme, but we're just so young. I mean, we're playing a lot of guys that have never played in college football games before, and when you have that, there's always some growing pains associated with that. You know, we hope that we get the carryover from practice to the game because our kids have practiced very well, and we think we're a long way ahead of the curve in that regard, but how is that going to translate from the practice field to the game on Saturday? That's something that we can't really answer right now.
And, you know, you were pretty quick to name Goff the starting quarterback, and you said beforehand that you wanted to do it as soon as possible. What was the kind of the reaction of both Goff and the team since that decision? Has that thing moved forward as you know, with him taking a leadership role?
Yeah, I think so. I think anytime you have a starting quarterback, everybody's more comfortable. You know, I think the quarterbacks are more comfortable, obviously. I think that, you know, the skill position players can start to get on the same page with those guys. You know, you've got to develop a relationship between the center and the quarterback and their ability to communicate with each other and a sense of timing that needs to exist there. And so I think what it does, it just settles everybody down and gives you a little bit of clarity and allows you to improve. And the great thing is, since we've named Jared the starter, you know, he's done nothing but get better and better every week. The encouraging thing is so is Zach Klein, the backup. I mean, Zach's done a really, really good job of continuing to stay focused and grind and improve as well. So, you know, we feel like we've got two or three really good quarterbacks that will give us a chance to win.
Great. Thank you.
Okay, Ted.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1.
Do we have any further questions for Coach?
There are no questions at this time.
All right. Easy for you enough, Sonny. Appreciate your time today. Good luck this week.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks.
Thanks.